Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, and Emily tries her gosh darndest to fact check and research things she thinks is appropriate to do so with. I'm here joined by my dog Blaze and my co-host
Emily Brostaff,
and that is the end of my job here.
You didn't give me any time.
I told you I gotta leave it too.
Lord.
This is a 45-minute podcast. It is 1:16. I am behind. I got to gets to getting.
You got to gets to getting.
I actually just love pressuring Emily. I could have waited another 20. Didn't care. Yeah. For those of you who cannot see and are only listening, Blaze is cuddled like a gem up against Emily's areas. This is not Rachel Uncensored, my other podcast, in which I would have said something completely different. All right. How you doing, Em?
Thank you so much for asking.
You are welcome. You've trained me well.
Yeah. I'm actually doing really well today.
So am I.
Yeah.
I'm in a good mood.
Me too.
That's fantastic. I feel like I got a fuzzy. It's not a booger. It's like a fuzzy. You know how like little fuzzes get up your nose? I'm good. I got it. It's in my brain now.
Anyway. You saw your mom yesterday.
I did see my mom yesterday. She says hello. She misses you all. She wants to be on an episode. She just doesn't have time. She's busy being a 24/7 grandma.
Yeah.
So
how are her chickens doing?
Oh no. Oh, Kelly passed away. Her OG.
Oh.
My mom has had chickens for years. We had chickens growing up, and you know, she'd go on and off having chickens, and she got rid of all her chickens. And then randomly, you know, she's an empty nester. She hadn't had a new grandkid in a while. So she bought chickens a few years back, and I think it was 13 years back. And Kelly was the first one she had bought. Kelly and Nelly. Why I know my mom's chickens' names, I don't know. But she's bought many a chicken since, and you know, they've passed on, they've gotten eaten, they've flown away. Things happen. They didn't eat them, like dogs got to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kelly has been the one that stuck around. I think my mom said it was like, she's like somewhere between 9 and 13 years. We don't remember when she got her. But I think it's about 9, because I think Bailey helped name her.
Oh.
And Bailey is 13-ish, 14-ish now. And so I think it was about 9 years she's had Kelly. And she passed away 2 days ago.
That's so sad.
Yeah, because my mom had bought a bunch of new chicks, and 2 ended up being roosters, and 1 went after her and like pecked her. And my mom was trying to nurse her back. And this is her 3rd near-death experience, and this one got her. So sad chicken news for the day.
R.I.P. Kelly.
R.I.P. Kelly.
In our hearts forever.
Yes, the OG chicken. She was the smallest always, but the toughest. She ran that coop. She ran that coop.
I love that.
She's like, I've marked my territory here.
Oh, my God.
There was a pecking order, and she was on top.
Until
a rooster showed up. Until you wanted to say men.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. All right. Anyway, enough sad news. Well, no,
well,
I know what we're talking about.
On this is a good segue.
On to more sad news. Emily, what you got for us today?
All right. So we have to start with the big news, which is the Queen of England died yesterday. We're filming this on a Friday. So she passed away yesterday. So Queen Elizabeth II died at the age of 96, and she had been the queen since 1952. So Buckingham Palace announced that the queen died peacefully, I don't know how to pronounce this, at the Balmoral this afternoon. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Is that a hospital?
I want to say it's like a house, like a palace.
Okay. Yeah, she wouldn't go to a hospital. They'd have the hospital brought to her.
Right.
She's the queen, gosh darn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a castle. So yeah, Balmoral Castle. So yeah.
Can you imagine living in a castle?
I can't imagine it. I don't think I'd like it.
I don't think. I think it'd be cold and dark and
creepy. Yeah.
Yeah. Any castle I've toured, I've been like,
yeah.
And like the rooms are small because this business was built way back in the day.
Right.
The rooms are small. Nothing makes sense. The plumbing is terrible.
Right.
There's no central heat or AC.
No insulation.
No insulation.
Right.
Just bricks and dirt.
Sheep everywhere.
Gosh darn sheep.
Anyway. So
the Emily gets things together.
They said that the royal family said in a statement, the king and queen consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow. So Charles, who is Queen Elizabeth II's son, is now the king following the death of his mother. And yeah.
Who's he? Is he the prince's dad?
Prince's dad. Yes. Yeah. So
he was married
to Diana.
That son of a. So, she will always have our hearts. She has a beanie baby. Do you have a beanie baby?
Queen. Oh, Diana.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, Queen Elizabeth has a beanie baby? I was so confused.
I was talking about Princess Diana. She will always have our hearts.
She will always have our hearts.
She had a purple beanie baby. Like, you can't get better than that.
No. Oh, yeah.
I know nothing about the royal family.
Okay, so it's Queen Elizabeth, right? Yeah. And her husband passed away a while ago. And then she had Charles.
Yep.
And Charles was married to Diana.
Yeah.
And they had the two brothers. Why can't I remember their names?
William
and
Harry.
Oh, good job.
Meghan Markle, ma'am.
Yeah. And then Charles and Diana got divorced, and then he remarried to the person that he's married to now. Which
he's still married.
He's still married, and her name is Camilla. Camilla Parker.
Sounds like
Bowles.
Okay.
Yeah. So
is she a queen then? If he's a king,
that is a good question. I assume so.
I don't know anything about.
Yeah, I think so because that was the whole controversy with Meghan Markle when she was marrying Harry, is when if William passes away and Harry is eligible, then she would become the new queen, and she was going to be like, that's why it was so controversial, is because she basically wasn't like a white
royalty?
A white English woman.
She black.
Yeah, so she's, you know, not white and not English, and so that was like, it caused a whole hoopla among some people. So yeah, so
again, with the racists
we can, yes,
we don't need to scoot around that.
There we go.
The racist people,
yes,
had a problem with that.
Yes. So yeah, she will be queen. So he, I think he immediately, it goes into effect.
Is she
immediately
a princess right now? I, again, don't know how any of
we
this
works.
I can barely figure out America. I can barely figure out the United States politics. I have no idea what congressmen do. But
we're going to have a talk after this.
There's Senate, Congress.
I think he's hot.
Vice President, Speaker of the House. I'm trying to figure out all that.
Okay.
And then you want me to also figure out English things? No.
Nah. We're good.
I know. I've learned countries versus continents.
There you go.
That was a big one.
That's
for
a good
me.
Start.
I was like, people keep making fun of Americans. I got to figure out why.
Right. There we go. Yeah. So one interesting thing that I read, after the queen dies, they have a whole, I don't know what the word is. Like, they have a whole procedure that they call Operation London Bridge. And this is what goes into effect. Right?
That's a cool name.
It's a cool name.
That's a cool name.
Right? So it goes into effect after. So the second she dies, they send a message saying London Bridge is down. And that gets sent to Buckingham Palace to alert them of her passing. And then Charles obviously became the king. And then there will be 12 days of mourning. Newscasters are required to wear all black, and news stations have two specific playlists that they're able to pull mournful music from to play. And her funeral will be hosted 10 days after her death, and she will lie in state before her funeral, and Charles will take a 4-day tour of Britain. I didn't know what lie in state meant.
I have no idea what that means.
I looked it up. So they have a closed coffin, and this is going to be at the Westminster Hall in the Palace of Westminster.
Oh, for people to go pay their respects?
People can go pay their respects, yeah. So she's going to be there for 10 days.
I think this is, I like this plan. Like,
yeah.
That's a good procedure.
It's very step by step.
They got it down.
Yeah. So.
Everything makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done.
Yeah. So that's that. And then, of course, Twitter is just having a field day.
As they do.
As they do.
I expect nothing less.
Right. So I'm not, neither of us are saying this is funny in any way, shape, or form. We are just here to report. These are.
Anyone's death is not fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No one's death is funny. It's just what's happening. It's like a inside internet joke that's happening right now.
Okay.
Okay. So
okay, we're reporting on what's going on with the internet. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So there's an entire inside joke going around that because Queen Elizabeth allegedly died right before Trisha Paytas gave birth. So Trisha.
Oh, everyone thinks that Trisha Paytas' baby
is Queen Elizabeth reincarnated. So there's that
now
whole.
Now I understand JoJo's TikTok. JoJo made a TikTok about that. And I was
right.
I feel like you're going to hate for this, JoJo, but I don't understand it at the same time.
No, it's because Trisha Paytas tweeted out an hour before Queen Elizabeth allegedly died. We still don't know the exact time she died, but Trisha tweeted out that she was dilated and was like in active labor. And so then the internet had a frenzy with this and they were like, okay. And then they were joking that Queen Elizabeth was going to come back as Trisha Paytas' baby. And then
I feel like this is valid.
It could happen. And then there was a rumor that got spread, and it's like I even believed it for like an hour until like I really looked into it, and then I was like, okay, this is false. There's a rumor that spread that Trisha gave birth because they're going by they them pronouns.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So Trisha confirmed that they were pregnant with a girl. And so there was a whole rumor going around that Trisha gave birth and then announced that they named the baby Elizabeth. But it was it was a fake tweet, but they used her like handle with the check mark. And so like everyone was just, having a field day with that one. But it hasn't even been confirmed yet as of right now that they've even given birth. They just said they were dilated.
Okay.
And then Canada's Drag Race, their official Twitter account.
Sorry. We're still on that. I was like, did we just switch topics? No.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I was like, whoa. You can't go from that to that. All
right. Keep up with my ADHD.
Sorry.
Their official Twitter account. So this is Canada's Drag Race. They tweeted out, happy Canada Drag Race finale day. The crown is up for grabs. Who's going to take it? That was ballsy.
Relevant, but ballsy.
Yes. And then there are so many memes circulating right now about Princess Diana waiting at the gates of heaven for Queen Elizabeth.
I told you she will always have our hearts.
She will always have our hearts. And then another top ranking tweet. I think it's the most. Well, I think the Diana one was the most liked. But this was one of the top ranking tweets. Is someone posted a picture of the Buckingham Palace, which is where Queen Elizabeth II lived, with a Spirit Halloween banner draped over the building, because you know they always move in when the building is vacant. It was bad. It's not funny, but we're just reporting what's there. And then one of my personal favorite trends going around TikTok right now is people are informing their significant others or their best friends that the queen has died, and when the people are informed, they don't realize they're talking about Queen Elizabeth. And so some of the responses, like I saw one where this girl like walked into her college dorm and her roommate had been napping all day, so she didn't hear the news.
Yeah.
And she like shook her awake and the girl was like startled and she was like, hey, the queen just died. And the girl like almost starts crying and she was like, Queen Latifah? And that's what's trending right now on TikTok is like these people don't realize. Like one person was like, not Dolly Parton. And, like, everyone has their own version of who they think the queen is.
Oh, I would have immediately thought Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, same. Yeah.
Okay.
But I just,
I guess if a group always calls someone, like, the queen, you know, like.
Right.
Beyonce's the queen bee or whatever.
Right. Exactly. So that's going around right now. That's all we have on Queen Elizabeth as of right now.
All right. Well, let's take this moment to check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. What else we got?
So Jason Momoa just posted a video on Instagram of him shaving his iconic.
He deleted his Instagram. I can't find it.
It's still there. It's called Pride of Gypsies.
I typed in Jason Momoa. There it is. For some reason, it was not coming up for me.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't have internet or something.
Okay. Yeah. That's
okay.
Funny.
Why did he shave his head?
Yeah. So he shaved off his head. So he just revealed that the reason he did this was to raise awareness about single-use plastics. So he said, "I'm tired of these plastic bottles. We gotta stop plastic forks. All that shiz. It just goes into our land. It goes into our ocean. I'm here in Hawaii right now and just seeing things in our ocean, it's so sad. So please, anything you can do to eliminate single-use plastics in your life, help me, help me. Plastic bottles are ridiculous. Here's to new beginnings. Let's spread the aloha. Be better at protecting our lands and oceans." And then shaved his head. And he looks good.
Yeah, I mean, he got people to watch his video.
Yeah.
He got BuzzFeed reporting on it.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
It was brilliant because it's so iconic for him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've seen him in anything where he didn't have his, because the first time I saw him was on Game of Thrones and he had the long hair. And then
wasn't he on Baywatch? I think that's the first time I saw him.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, as like a young, like late teen, early 20s.
Did he have his hair back
then? I
don't
think so. I think it was short.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never seen him with short hair before, but he looks really good.
Yeah. He's a good looking man.
All right, and then we have a little follow-up to the Britney situation.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
So last week we talked about how she posted all of that stuff on Instagram directed towards her 15-year-old son Jaden, mm-hmm. because he, you know, did a report on their strained relationship, and it was a choice. So on Monday, she ended up posting a 2-minute long audio recording on Instagram, and in true Britney fashion, it's already been deleted, but don't worry. The internet still has it.
You can't post and think it'll be gone.
Yep. So in the recording, she was speaking directly to Jaden, and once again, she said, "So Jaden, as you undermine my behavior, just like my whole family always has, I hope." Oh, with your, because she said, "You undermine me by saying, I hope she gets better. I will pray for her." Pray for what? "I keep working so I can pay off mom's legal fees and her house. Do you guys want me to continue to get better so I can continue giving your dad 40 grand a month? Or is the reason you guys have decided to be hateful is that it's actually over in 2 years and you don't get anything because Jaden turns 16 this month or next month. And so in 2 years, he'll be 18. So she's basically saying, like, do you want me to continue providing for you, or do you know I'm cutting you off because you're being a little doo-doo head? So is that why you're rebelling against me?"
Again, not something that should be talked about publicly.
Yeah. And then she went on to say, "You and your brother left me in that house always 2 hours early, like when it was her time for visitation. Mm. Preston would sleep and you would play the piano the whole time. And if I didn't shower you guys with gifts and have amazing food ready and play the mother effing saint, it was still never good enough. I didn't do anything wrong, and I know I'm not perfect, but the love I've given you and how much I adore you and your diplomatic ways of speaking like Papa," which is her dad. She basically wraps it up and she says, "I need unconditional love and support." So she, instead of just sending that to him directly, she decided to post that on Instagram.
Yeah.
For, you know, millions of people to see.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah, she needs to not do that when it comes to her underage kids.
Well, especially if you're trying to, like, win them back.
I just don't think she knows how people function. I said that last time. She was never taught.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things, like, Mariah Carey didn't know, like, utility bills existed. She thought electricity and water were free because she'd never had to deal with it. Like, because you don't know what you're never taught and you live in a different world.
Yeah.
So it's not really an excuse, but an explanation. She shouldn't, but doesn't know any better.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder why, like, Sam doesn't stop her husband?
I wonder about him a lot. He is a person that every once in a while I ponder about.
Yeah.
I go to his Instagram page. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
What's your story?
What are your intentions?
I want to meet him.
Yeah.
I can't get a read on him.
No.
I don't need to meet Britney. I would love to meet Britney. It's not a need. I need to meet him.
I can't figure him out.
I cannot do it.
Yep. I want to believe in the best that he really does.
I just don't know.
Yeah. Well, and maybe he's just like, lets her do her own thing. But like, when you see your significant other doing something that's like damaging and irreparable, like that's going to do damage to her kid.
Like, well, maybe he doesn't know, or maybe their relationships where he just knows that people have tried to stop her for so long that he's just letting her do what she wants.
Maybe.
And he's just going to be there to hold her when she suffers the consequences of her actions.
Yeah.
That could be it. Or maybe he doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's egging her on. We have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he does try and stop her and she goes, no, I'm going to do this. And he says, okay. All we right. don't know. And that's why I want to meet him.
How can we make this happen?
She's untouchable.
No, everyone has connections here. There's always,
listen.
They say there's always seven layers of connections.
No, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
If someone doesn't want to be met, they won't be not be met. JoJo Siwa has always wanted to meet Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
They have the same choreographer.
Yeah.
They share dancers.
Right.
JoJo has still not met her. I'm telling you, if they don't want to be met, they will not be met.
Why does
Lady I have JoJo to her choreo. I know her choreographer and he knows Gaga and I still don't know Gaga. I'm telling you. There, even if there's a connection, doesn't mean there's an opportunity.
Has she tried hard enough?
Do you think JoJo Siwa hasn't tried to meet Lady Gaga hard enough?
Why doesn't she show up at her house? We've talked about this. People love when you show up at their house.
No, Emily, stop. Stop it right there. Because JoJo knows better.
Yeah.
Also, Gaga had her dog stolen. I don't think anyone's allowed within 70 miles of her house anymore.
But she got them back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I'm sorry. I'm going to see Gaga. Well, I will have seen her by the time this is out. But if someone doesn't want to be met, they won't be met.
Here's the thing. Jenna Marbles. Please.
I have a direct relation to her and I can't get you to meet her. I can't even meet her again. She's gone. I've been to her house. I've pet her dogs.
Oh.
I've hugged her.
Oh, what did she smell like?
I don't remember. I was still in the closet.
God.
That will always be Emily. Every time I've told her I've met someone, a woman, she immediately asks what they smell like. I don't smell people.
That's the first thing I notice is what people smell like.
No. Unless they smell like outrageously good. But if it's subtle, I don't know.
You don't just hug them and go.
Nope. That's not my move.
Wow. Interesting. All right. It's probably why you don't have as many friends as I do. So. Anyway,
I have a hot girlfriend.
All of my friends are Rachel's friends. So yep. You're like, here, please be friends with my friend. She needs friends. Please take her. And now they love me.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Last piece of news. The new iPhone 14 was just announced.
Great. So my phone's going to stop working?
Yep.
Perfect.
So some great features with this new phone are they all come with crash detection and a tragedy predicting feature that can tell if you've been in a car wreck and can call emergency services for you.
That's great.
Okay, but like, how are they detecting that?
A big something happens.
Like, are they listening to the audio for like a crashing sound? Does that
mean? I think
mean?
It's just like if your phone goes through a massive jolt and it knows you are moving in a vehicle.
Okay, that would make sense.
Yeah, because your phone can tell when you're driving.
Yeah.
And especially if your GPS is going.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, your GPS stops moving and there was a massive... Trust me, I've been there. It's not fun. My phone for sure knew it was in a crash. That thing went flying. I found it in the dirt. It knew.
Help me, mother.
Help me. Who's... Wait. Baby. I'm podcasting. What's up? Okay, love you. Bye.
It's always during the podcast. That's
she
funny.
Always calls me when she's out.
Yeah, it's really cute.
And I will always answer my phone.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you when I was in college, we had to do this. I took this history of technology class and we were basically talking about how phones are always listening to you unless like they are powered off, like even when they're idle.
Well, yeah, that's what Hey Siri is.
So in this class, he was like, who here believes that your phone is always listening to you? And like half the people raised their hands and he was like, all right, we're going to do a little experiment. So on a piece of paper, he like wrote it with pen and paper and tore it off and slid it to us so no one else knew. And he gave us a secret word that when our phone was idle like this, so not turned on, but not powered off, but just like the black screen, he wanted us to say the word within a 5-foot radius of our phone, like 10 to 15 times a day, right? And this word would have nothing to do with us. So the word I got was like, it was some type of fish. It was like bluefin tuna. I don't know. Something like, I don't really eat fish. I don't go fishing. I'm not really an outdoorsy fishy girl. So it had nothing to do with me. And so I did this. And for 2 weeks, we all had to say our words. And when we came back, it was like a significant percentage. It was like 68% of the people that said their word, they started getting very targeted ads for that stuff. I started getting Bass Pro Shop ads.
Yep.
I started getting like fishing lore ads.
Yeah, it's always listening.
Yeah, I never Googled it. I never texted it. I never did anything. I would just talk about it in front of my phone.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway.
It also knows who you're next to.
Yeah.
So if like you and I have vastly, if I'm a huge Rams fan and I'm constantly Googling Rams things.
Yeah.
Which I'm like Rams fan, but I'm not constantly Googling. And then you start hanging out with me, you'll start getting Rams ads because your phone knows you're near me and I'm obsessed with the Rams, so they see if like, oh, did you also want to be obsessed with the Rams?
Oh, that's
creepy. That's a thing they do. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. So anywho, so yeah, the 14 has crash detection, and for the first time ever, your regular phone, so you know, the iPhone, can connect to a satellite when it's off the cellular grid. So like if you're hiking and you're having an emergency, or like you're somewhere where you just like when we're on Danny's boat and we don't have service, like if someone goes overboard or something happens, the new iPhone 14 can connect to satellites to make those emergency calls.
So 911 will still work no matter where you are.
Well, what it does is it allows you to make emergency calls, and Apple will have its own staffed emergency call center, which I do not see ending well.
No, not at all. They're going to get sued.
Yeah. How is a phone company going to have an emergency? Whatever. So they're going to have their own emergency call center, and they will connect you to local services.
Got it.
So it's like a little middleman. So it's better than nothing, but it's
just when you're in the out of range.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
My normal 911 calls will go to the trained people.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Making sure.
Yep. And then the phones will display date, time, and weather, and Apple Watch fitness status, calendar appointments, and other information when it's on the lock screen. And they have an upgraded camera.
Of course they do.
Of course they do.
All right. Yep. Sounds good. All right. Before we move on to anything else, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor.
All right. Positive moments.
Positive moments, please.
All right. So a man's life was saved via his Apple Watch.
Good.
Right. So when his wife first gifted him with his Apple Watch, the device. There we go.
Wow, I thought it was a big word. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. My bad.
The
continue.
Device alerted him that his heartbeat was below average. So his beats per minute were 30. So you're supposed to be anywhere between, like if you're really healthy, in quotes, if you're healthy, the average is supposed to be between 60 and 120, and he was at 30. So
you want to see what my heartbeat is?
Yeah.
I got to put my watch on.
It was really low. So, and then it recently alerted him that his heart had stopped beating altogether 138 times in 48 hours. And so he went to his wife and he was basically like, I think you bought me a faulty watch. Like,
yeah.
Like, this is not normal. And she was like, well, just in case, why don't you go to the doctor and just, you know, tell them and see what they think. And then they did a test on him.
Mine's 75.
Yeah.
Currently.
See, 75's like, and you're relaxed and
I'm just podcasting.
Yeah. And so he went to the doctor and they sent him to the emergency room because they found that he had a third degree heart block and was at risk of sudden cardiac death. And so he went under surgery immediately and his Apple Watch.
That's amazing.
Saved his life.
That's amazing.
Right? Sometimes technology. Actually,
yeah, no,
a lot of times.
A lot of times. Yeah, yeah. Every once in a while, it's like, you know, it has a hiccup, but it's there to help us.
Right.
And make our lives better.
Yeah.
Evil people can get a hold of it and use it for the wrong thing.
Right.
And, you know, but. No, it's technology saves lives a lot. Without it, we wouldn't be able to do the majority of our surgeries.
Right.
Yeah.
Or research.
Or, you know, defibrillators are technology.
Yep.
So anyway.
Yeah. Boomers.
Yeah. Boomers.
Love you. Anyway. All right. So Domino's recently settled a lifelong question I've been struggling with. Can you recycle greasy pizza boxes?
Yeah.
Because I'd always been taught that if your whatever you're recycling has food in it still, you can't recycle it.
Yes.
That they will basically pick it out of the recycling and end up sending it to the dump because they don't have the resources to clean all of this gross stuff. And so then you're actually wasting more energy because then it had to go to the recycling plant and then it got diverted, you know, yada, yada, yada. That's what I had always been taught. You had to clean everything before you recycle it.
What? Why can't they put everything in a big vat of water?
That's what I was thinking.
And then drain the water.
And just like churn it a little bit. And yeah, I don't know. Well, they did a study. And they said, yes, you can recycle your greasy pizza boxes. So consumers and recycling companies believed that leftover grease and sauce and cheese might like jam up the recycling machinery. So Domino's commissioned a study, and they actually, in the study, normal greasy pizza boxes are only like 2% damaged by like the food.
Yeah.
They made, when they did the study, they made their boxes 20% damaged just to overestimate.
Yeah.
And they still said there was no difference found between recycling clean cardboard and these greasy pizza boxes. So
wow.
Now, right?
That's cool.
So now Domino's will be printing recycling instructions directly on their pizza boxes.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love when it tells me direct, like exactly how to recycle, because we were never taught how to recycle.
Mm-mm.
Literally, I was never taught. I just went plastic, paper, this one, but I didn't know anything outside of that.
Like, did you know when you recycle a plastic bottle, you have to take the label off of it?
No, didn't know that at all.
Or else it goes to the dump, because like you can't, well, in some places here, like where we live, you can't recycle flimsy plastic, like, you know what I'm talking about? The label that wraps around the water bottle, you have to pull it off because that will jam the machines. So it's like, it's stuff like that that no one's taught.
Yeah. You're just like, I will recycle my water bottle now.
Right. And a lot of people don't know you can recycle aluminum and glass. Glass is like, that takes the longest to break down. It takes over 1 million years for one glass bottle to break down. And a lot of people don't realize you can recycle that. So it's like, yeah. And obviously like check your area and what your things are. But
yeah, that's also another thing is every area is different.
Yeah.
Finally Blaze left. He was heating up this couch. Gosh darn it.
Yep.
All right.
Now you just have my foot behind you.
That's fine.
Okay. And then scientists figured out how to turn, speaking of plastic water bottles into manufactured diamonds. So
we're turning water bottles into everything over here.
I love it because we have so many of them. Didn't they say like we have enough water bottles? No, it was straws. We use enough straws every day to make it to the moon and back.
The moon's not that far away. But every day, that's a lot.
That is a lot. So they figured out how to turn the plastic water bottles into diamonds. So they basically compressed the plastic under a weight equal to a million times Earth's atmospheric pressure. I don't know what that means. Do with that what you will. For a billionth of a second. And then it would come out as a nano diamond. So
I want one.
I want one too.
That'd be fun.
And it still has the strength and like the clarity and everything of a regular diamond. So now we don't have to be unethical. Go get a manufactured one from a water bottle. Save the ocean.
I'm kind of into that. That's cute.
Right? And then last.
I love that my rug under my dining room table is made out of plastic water bottles.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Wait, what? Like, is it like a company that does?
I bought it at Cost Plus World Market.
Love that.
Actually, Colleen bought it for me.
Aw.
Yeah.
Cute. All right. Last positive moment. Scientists discovered how to starve melanoma of its key growth enzyme. So according to Good News Network, I'm going to try my very best to explain this as much as my little pea brain can understand. But basically, they figured out that melanoma cancer cells feed off of this one particular enzyme that your body produces. And they're trying to develop a treatment to stop your body from producing that enzyme once you get diagnosed with melanoma.
Yeah.
So that the cancer cells starve and die. And they're like really close.
Ooh, I like that.
Right?
Technology.
Technology,
and
man.
Smart people. Thanks for dedicating your entire lives to things like that.
I could never.
Not even a chance.
I barely passed biology.
My therapist was a scientist. And then she's like, I couldn't just be in a lab all day. She's like, I did it and I couldn't stand it.
There are some people that love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like obviously very good at it because then stuff like this happens.
Oh, look who's back.
He's back again. Round three.
The Panther. Hey, Panther.
God, he's cute.
He looks so sleek without a collar on.
He's naked.
I know.
Where's your collar? Where are your clothes?
I got to put his collar back on him.
Yeah. Naked boy. Mm-mm. Do we have time for gamer questions?
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
I like questions.
Okay.
I like talking.
Yeah. I like when you talk. And like,
this is a podcast after all.
Okay. What is one thing you wish could exist but doesn't at the moment?
Cure for Alzheimer's.
Okay. I was really selfish. I was like, time travel. I like that you're like, I want to save people. I'm like, I want to go back and ride a dinosaur. My bad.
Mine would all be things for humanity, the cure for all cancer,
world
water
peace.
All over the world, the drinkable water.
The drinkable.
no homelessness.
Hmm.
The world be rid of addiction.
Ooh.
Drug addiction.
Love that.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs. Of course I want all those things too.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
Okay.
What?
Uh-huh.
What are some guilty pleasures that you're willing to admit?
Oh. Hmm. Those sugar cookies raw.
Oh.
Those like ones.
Pillsbury.
Yeah, the ones with like the seasonal.
Yeah.
Printed on them. Those raw are so good.
Yeah.
Picking my nose, especially in the shower.
Ew, I do not like it in the shower because it's sticky and gross.
Yeah, I freaking love it. Because I have a mirror in my shower, like a little tiny one.
Yeah.
So we can like see when we scrub our faces
and
stuff.
I can't see into it.
Yeah, it's our height. And when this is the guiltiest.
Okay, let's hear it.
I pull those, they get stuck to my septum piercing, right? And then I pull them and they're so freaking long. I watch it. It's like pulling out brain. And then I just like, tink, I wash it down the drain. It's all, there it is.
You're done.
Trying to think of the Q-tips, but that's everybody.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other things. Picking a wedgie.
Okay.
Oh, when you get a hair stuck in your butt crack and you pull it out, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
Twilight.
Oh, yeah. I'll watch that.
Oh, and the 50 Shades of Grey series. It's so toxic and it's not good, but
I haven't watched it. I've never watched 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, my God. I know
what
we're doing.
Are we doing a reaction video to this?
We need a reaction
video
to this.
Are we
going to
watch the entire 50 Shades of Grey
movie? In one sitting.
In one?
Extended edition.
Oh, God.
We can do it.
I know someone who, while reading those books, ended up getting pregnant because of those books.
Oh, my God. It perpetuates a very toxic and abusive.
Yeah, I wasn't going to support that.
But that's why it's my guilty pleasure. Because right. I realize it's not okay. But, yeah. You know?
I'm trying to think of other things that I do.
I feel like picking your brain booger was the peak. We're not getting better than that.
All right. Touche.
Yep. Would you rather own a dragon or be a dragon?
Own.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be a dragon. I like my thumbs.
Yep. I'd be scared if I was a dragon. I'd be like hunted. I just want to be able to ride
one.
Yeah,
I would be in constant fear. Yeah. I already own beasts. I know what it's like to own a beast. Hold on, my beast one's out actually right now. Okay, sorry. Now my dog can go outside peacefully.
All right.
What are we doing? Ask me another question.
If you knew you could only eat one last meal, what would it be?
Can't say on this podcast.
Okay. Honestly, though. Yeah. I wouldn't mind going out that way.
Nah, but honestly, just all the foods that I like would be like, I'm going to regret this tomorrow because I'll feel bloaty or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I want Domino's stuffed crust pizza.
Oh.
I want meat lasagna.
Ooh.
I want all of the French fries and a vat of mashed potatoes with a thing of gravy and cranberry sauce. You know, I want all the things that would upset my stomach. I want to eat them here. I want to eat them now and not think about it because there's no tomorrow.
Right.
So.
Oh, my God. I want apple pie. I'm obsessed with
apple crumble pie.
Well, apple crumble. Yeah, I don't like pies that have the crust on top.
I don't care about the sweets, man. I want that fried, fatty, savory.
You know what I miss so badly? I don't eat cow or pig because trauma. I would want to eat like 7 Big Macs.
Oh, yeah.
With extra sauce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd want an In-N-Out burger. I'd want a Big Mac. Oh, Hamburger Habit burgers drenched in ketchup.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Same. All right, last one. If there were no consequences for a day, what would you do?
Like
if it was the purge, basically. But just for you, not for anyone else. I'm going to put that on there.
Consequences as in like, if I drink so much I black out, there's no hangover.
Ooh, I'm going to let you interpret this how you want.
Or if I eat whatever I want, I'm not going to feel like crap tomorrow.
Oh, I was taking it like legally. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have an urge to do anything that's illegal.
Oh. Well, then.
What would you do?
Oh, I would take all the money from the banks. I would take so much money.
Oh, thievery.
Yeah.
God, I forgot about the thievery
part. I wouldn't
part.
Steal anything that I'd have to resell because there's only no consequences for one day.
Oh, yeah. I would take, I'd go into the Treasury Department and take all the money.
Yeah. Oh, I'd go in to where they print the money.
No.
What?
I'd just go find all the billionaires and take all of their money.
But it's all invested.
Yeah, take their investments. It's mine now. You can't have it.
It's yours now.
It's mine now.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
Go into Charles Schwab's. All the billionaires' stocks.
Right?
Give them to me.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
All the money.
No, I wouldn't say all of their money. Give me half of their money.
All the money.
Because they could live off $500 million.
Yeah.
Easy.
I'll leave them with like $150,000. That way they can figure out how the rest of us live.
They would spend that blinking.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Then now you have to live how the rest of us live.
Well, I don't want them to be so upset that they would like kill people over it. Like, I want them to still be able to live.
Fair enough.
And be like, dude, you still have $500 million. No one's taking your side here. But now it's all mine.
Right.
And then I'm going to be like, Robin Hood, disperse it.
Oh.
Give it to all poor people.
I love that.
We're all on equal ground now, punk.
Yeah.
Inflation will be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Anyway, that's it. I think that's valid. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But well, what was your no consequences, your other interpretation?
Well, I thought it was like, could I kill someone or, you know, blow something up? And I was like, I never want to hurt society. I didn't think about stealing from the rich.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't plan on, I don't want to go like rob someone like gunpoint. Like, that's not fun for anybody.
Right.
But if I could go in and be like, if I could just have a hacker.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I don't want to terrorize anybody.
No.
Like, I have no desire to like rob a bank because that's scary.
Well, I figured no consequences meant you could like walk in and be like, open it, please, and take it. Right?
Please.
I said nicely.
Well, I think no consequences doesn't mean that people are going to do whatever you say.
Oh, it just means you won't get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then hacker and wiring it to an offshore account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My interpretation was like, I don't want to traumatize. If you go into with a gun to a bank, you're going to traumatize that poor teller. They're just trying to exist.
I'm going to ask nicely.
A gun to your face, Em.
No, we're going to play rock, paper, scissors, and whoever loses gets to open the vault.
No, that's not what it is. So, a hacker.
Yeah.
Offshore accounts.
Yeah.
No one is traumatized. Just like three billionaires lose half of it.
Okay.
So, I'm now with one of the top billionaires.
So, who? It's Elon Musk, obviously.
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, that's a good
and
one.
And some blood diamond oil man.
Yeah.
I don't know the names of them.
Cool. Love it.
Bill Gates can keep his.
Yeah.
He doesn't make me angry as much.
He donates a lot to charity. I mean, he still is a little controversial, but he donates a lot to charity. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to do those, and then I'm going to become the billionist of the billionaires, right?
Okay. The billionist.
Uh-huh. And then I'm just going to take over the world for good.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Women.
We can do it.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone, we agree that there's going to be one day where I can do whatever I want and someone's going to find me a hacker.
Hacker.
Let's do it.
Comment down below.
Let us know your best hacker. Send me their Yelp page.
That would be good. If they had Yelp pages. I wonder if like on black, like dark web websites.
How do you get on that?
On the dark web? I don't know. And I'm too scared to Google it.
Yeah. I don't want to get swatted.
That was something else we learned in that technology class that I took is the FBI has a system on all servers where basically if you type in keywords, it gets flagged to a person's desk basically, and they start monitoring what you're watching. And we start typing in random words to see what we would have to type in to get flagged. There's like a website where you can play around with it to see what you would get flagged for. It's pretty good. I don't remember what the website's called, so that was useless, but there you go.
All right.
But yeah, don't want to get flagged.
Okay, cool. I think that's it for today.
Okay.
Yeah, I had fun. Yeah. We all have a game plan now of how to get me to the billionist of the billionaires.
Yep.
And don't traumatize people, even if there's no consequences for yourself.
Yeah. And yeah.
Okay. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Please follow us and get notified. Click the notification when we post so you don't miss anything. I love you. We have merch out, All Things Internet. Emily and I are both wearing some. And go check that out. Link below in the YouTube, or just go to Rachel Ballinger Fan Joy and you will find all our merch there.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on.
And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.